Two new developments and an update to one ongoing project have been proposed for town. Bradford residents can attend a special council meeting on February 25, at 7 p.m., in the Don Harrison Auditorium at the Bradford and District Memorial Community Center, 125 Simcoe Road, to hear about plans for three different developments in town, including a mosque, new townhouses and the Bradford Highlands Golf Club. In all cases, council is not expected to make a decision until after staff review the public feedback and provide future reports. New mosque. A rendering shows the mosque proposed at 3242 County Road 88 in Bradford. Supplied image. According to a report from town senior planner Mana Masoodi, SAKIQ4 and the Bradford Islamic Community Center, BIC, are proposing a 929 square meter, two-story mosque at 3242 County Road 88. Based on plans from Celeste Phillips Planning, the first floor is set to include a prayer hall, office, ablution areas, washrooms, a library, a multi-purpose space, and a chapel, with a women's prayer hall and support spaces on the second floor. The site is proposed to include 102 parking spaces accessed from County Route 88 via a 600-meter two-way private road with walkways surrounded by landscaping and a community garden. In order to make that all happen, SAKIQ4 is asking for amendments to the town's official plan and zoning bylaw to rezone the property from agricultural A to a mix of agriculture, special policy area and institutional I. Located outside the town's settlement boundary on the north side of County Route 88, west of Side Road 10, the property is about 4.05 hectares with about 61 meters fronting County Route 88 and a depth of about 670 meters, according to the report. Previously used for farming, the property is now vacant with minimal active cultivation and surrounded by other agricultural properties and rural residences. Protected under the Federal Fisheries Act for providing fish habitat, the Fraser Creek runs through the property before continuing south under County Route 88 through a concrete culvert. For more information or to submit feedback about planning files D September 24, 06, Official Plan Amendment, or D142415, Zoning Bylaw Amendment, contact the Office of Community Planning at 905-778-2055, ext. 1406, or M. Masoodi at townofbwg.com. More townhouses. A rendering shows the townhouses proposed at 2856 Line 6, in Bradford. Supplied image. Another report from Masoodi shows 1,468,270 Ontario Inc. is proposing a new block of 41 new townhouses at 2856 Line 6. Based on plans from KLM Planning Partners, that's set to include 23 rear-lane townhouses and 18 front-loaded townhouses, all three stories, with 82 resident parking spaces and another 21 spaces for visitors, plus about 204 square meters of shared outdoor space on the southwest portion of the property, all of which would be accessed from Milligan Street. In order to make that all happen, 1,468,270 Ontario Inc. is asking for a zoning bylaw amendment to have the property rezoned from future development, FD, to residential 2 with exceptions, R22, to increase the maximum height to 13 meters from the current 11 meters, as well as approvals for site plans and draft plan of subdivision. Located on the north side of Line 6, east of West Park Avenue, the property is about 0.75 hectares with about 91 meters of frontage on Line 6, according to the report. Currently on the property is a two-story detached home listed on the town's Heritage Register but not yet designated under the Ontario Heritage Act. In response to the proposal, a group of nearby residents submitted a petition with 58 signatures opposing the development based on concerns about disturbance from construction, traffic increases, pedestrian safety, loss of privacy, environmental impacts, and potential declines in property values. For more information or to submit feedback about planning files D142503, Zoning Bylaw Amendment, D December 25, 03, Draft Plan of Subdivision, or D. November 25, 01, site plan, contact community planning at 905-778-2055, ext. 1406, or M. Masoudi at townofbwg.com. Bradford Highlands Golf Club. A sign is mounted on the gate of the vacant Bradford Highlands Golf Club at 23 Brownlee Drive, in Bradford, in April 2024. Michael Owen, Bradford Today. According to a report from Thomas Dissert, senior planner for the town, ICG Golf, Bayview Wellington, Highlands, Inc. and 2,523,951 Ontario Limited, collectively known as Bradford Highlands Joint Venture, BHJV, are making an updated proposal to redevelop the old Bradford Highlands Golf Club at 23 Brownlee Drive, plus 2,820, 2,824 and 2,848 Line 5, into a new subdivision with 938 homes. Based on plans from firm Malone Given Parsons, that's now set to include 308 detached houses, 208 semi-detached houses, 266th Street townhouses and 156 back-to-back townhouses, plus 0.23 hectares for commercial units, 2.25 hectares for an elementary school, 3.3 hectares for parks and trails, 3.12 hectares for stormwater management and 8.78 hectares for environmental protection. A new set of roads is expected to provide access from Line 6 east of Brownlee Drive and from Line 5 near the top of the hill, west of the intersection with Canal Road. In order to make that all happen, BHJV is asking for approval of draft plan of subdivision, an official plan amendment and zoning bylaw amendment to have the property included in the town's urban area and converted from rural and agricultural to a mix of residential, commercial and community uses. Located between Lines 5 and 6, the roughly 60-hectare property borders 20 existing homes along Brownlee and wraps around a group of 14 more at the end of the street. The previous proposal for 998 units faced backlash on June 11, when more than 70 people packed council chambers for the public meeting, eager to share their concerns including impacts on property values, too much density, issues with nearby septic systems, not enough parks or commercial space, an increase in traffic, not enough walking options, impacts on privacy, the proposed maximum heights of 13 meters and the need for affordable units and apartments. At the time, Don Given of Malone Given Parson spoke on behalf BHJV, as he had in 2022, to explain their plan, but residents felt the developer hadn't considered prior feedback, and several councillors opposed the plan for similar reasons. In addition to reducing the number of homes by 60, the new proposal also makes room for an elementary school, 6-meter-wide walkways and trails to act as a buffer between proposed and existing homes, while also including a revised stormwater pond, and changes to the road network for better drainage and new connection to Brownlee Drive. For more information or to submit feedback about planning files D. September 17, 01, Official Plan Amendment, D142504, Zoning Bylaw Amendment, or D. December 24, 05, Draft Plan of Subdivision, contact Community Planning at 905-778-2055, ext. 1403, or T. Dissert at townofbwg.com, or visit townofbwg.com/Bradford Highlands.